Hello, this is Kate Magic and you're listening to the Raw Living Podcast. Raw Living is Europe's leading raw foods and superfood supplier. I founded the company in 2002. And in this interview series, I talk to some of the people behind the companies that we offer on our shop to find out more about what they do. What is the ethos behind the company, and particularly not just the processing in the products, like the ingredients they use and how they put everything together, but also how do they show respect for the environment? How do they treat their workers? Most companies in this industry put a huge amount of integrity and dedication into providing products that are really benefiting the people and the planet. So I wanted to provide insights into that. When you're shopping with these companies, you're not just investing in your health, you're investing in a better world for us all. Today, my guest is Martin from Parma, who make delicious organic sauerkrauts and pickles. Hi, Martin. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm really good. Thank you. Really, really good. Glad to see the sunshine out.
Yes, it's raining over here in Berkshire today, but we have a nice and misty day we had.
Mm-hmm. So tell us a little about Parma and how you got started with the business. How long have you been going?
Sure. So we started Parma in 2011 in East London. Patricia, my partner, and myself, we've both been working in different jobs. At the time, we had a lot of ideas that we really wanted to make a change to our life and had some vision about some food ideas, and sauerkraut and fermented foods was kind of on top of our list. It was something we both grew up with. I'm German and Patka is from Poland, so we both knew it from our family, from our grandparents mostly, and it was a kind of an old tradition we wanted to pick up on. And Kate, when we started Parma, it was from our home kitchen, very small. We got a pitch at our local farmers market in Stoke Newington, and from then on things moved quite fast. There was a big demand for our products. People loved what we did, and very quickly we had to move in a commercial kitchen in London. And yeah, fast forward to now, we are based on Sheep Drove Organic Farm. Now it's just in Berkshire. It's a beautiful farm, which is our home here, and as well where we produce our ferments. And we are now it's our 10th anniversary. We can't believe it, that time been passing so fast.
Let's just go back to 2011, because it's easy to forget, but were you the first brand of sauerkraut in London? Like, it was still like a new thing that people were getting into, right? People were starting to learn about fermentation. So I feel like you were definitely one of the first brands to be being sold in the London health food stores.
Right. Yeah. So we've been one of the first ones in the UK. I think there was two others on the market at the time when we started. But compared to now, I think we have around over 10 brands. So it was a huge shift. But yes, so we were one of the pioneers in London. And also we didn't really sell our product. I don't have a huge business background, and Patricia hasn't either. So we were kind of romantic business enthusiasts, I would say. So we just were really passionate about making a great sauerkraut with the best organic ingredients we could find. And we had our pitch on the market, but we didn't make any calls to any shops or places, and it was actually a buyer from I don't remember if it was Whole Foods or Planet Organic went over the market and spotted our product, and they contacted us to be listed in their places. So today you have to, the market has changed and you have to really pick up the yeah. phone in most cases to get your product listed because the competition now is much bigger.
Yeah, I really loved your crackers. You used to make these raw sauerkraut crackers, right?
Yes, yes. That was actually our first idea. We thought, okay, let's make something more advanced than sauerkraut, and we use sauerkraut just as an ingredient. And then people were actually asking us, "Hey, can we also buy some sauerkraut from you?" And from there, it went on, and now sauerkraut's our main product.
Yeah, I would imagine that most people listen to this already, like maybe even eating sauerkraut on the daily. But do you want to just say to us, like, what makes sauerkraut so special for you? Why are you so passionate about cabbage?
Yeah, so sauerkraut is just, you know, I can't imagine a meal without any ferments or any soured vegetables on the plate. They are super healthy. I'm sure most of us know about it. They have really good bacteria for our gut, for to keep our microbiome healthy and strong. So it's kind of the pillar of a well-functioning body is our gut health. Fermented foods add good bacteria into our body, and those will help us to absorb nutrients from any meal that we eat better. It will also help us to digest food better. So overall, they really made a big change to my life. Before, when I wasn't eating so much fermented foods, I sometimes had like things like heartburn or feeling a bit bloated. And since I eat fermented vegetables daily, not a lot, but you know, a little portion for lunch, little portion for dinner, these health problems completely went away, and hundreds of people come back and telling it. So putting the health benefits aside, I think they taste great, fermented foods. They add another taste on our plates, and for us, a meal without soured vegetables in most cases seems boring. So we like having a pickle, a bit of sauerkraut, or that palate from a fermented sauce, for example.
Mm-hmm. And part of what makes your product special is the care, the consideration that you go to in selecting the raw ingredients. Do you want to tell us a bit about that, what ingredients you use and where you source them from?
Sure. So from the day we started, we were in company only using organic vegetables. And because we started on the farmers market, we were in a great position to make friendships with local farmers. So we try to source most of our ingredients from farms which we know, organic farmers, and buy directly from them. There are certain ingredients which we can't buy locally, for example our ginger or turmeric. So these are organic, and we import them from abroad. We buy them through a wholesaler. What's also something which we spent a lot of time thinking about is salt, a key ingredient for fermented foods. And we started using, when we started the business, we used Himalayan salt. Then we switched over to French sea salt. And now we made another switch just last year, and we are using a salt which we are getting from Germany, which is a deep mined salt. So three changes in the last years, but that just shows that we really looking at every ingredient we use a lot, and we think about it, and we we try to constantly improve our products.
Can you explain to us what is a deep mind salt?
Yeah, so a deep mind salt is from, I think it's actually one of the last salt mines in Germany. So it's 300 meter below ground. Many, many million years ago, there used to be an ocean in that area, which then the salt got preserved there under the ground. So it's hasn't been impacted by any environmental pollution, by any humans. So it's one of the purest preserved salts you can get, and they take it out. They are not adding any anything to it. It's a pure natural salt, and that's what deep mine salt is. So the pink rock salt from the Himalayan salt, for example, is from the mountain, which got also preserved there many, many million years ago. But for us, we switched over to the Luisenhaller deep mine salt because we are more sure that it's harvested under better work conditions. And also, it doesn't need to travel so far to the UK than the Himalayan one. And we switched from the sea salt to the deep mine salt because we got more concerned that there might be little particles of microplastics in the salt, because we have such a plastic pollution in the oceans, and there are little particles of microplastics. So we thought, okay, let's try the deep mine salt from Germany now. And that's really, we're just trying to make the best decisions in terms of what could be the purest and most ethical ingredient you can use.
And what about your fermentation methods? I don't expect you to give away your trade secrets, but what do you ferment in? What size containers do you use, and how long do you ferment them for?
Sure. So just before I jump into that, two more ingredients I wanted tell you about, which we are very proud about, because we have our own apples growing here at Sheep Drove Farm, and also we have bay leaf trees. And that's something we feel it's that our products are really like homemade, or like, like our grandmother used to do them, is that we pick the bay leaves on the day when we produce, or when we pick the apples, we also pick them on the day when we produce. So they get really picked from us in the morning, and by lunchtime they end up in the barrel. And I think those are like the little differences which you can also feel. And we have we built our kitchen completely from scratch here last year, which was a big milestone for us, because all our 9 years of experience fermenting in various kitchens in London in various environments, we really could build the perfect environment for fermentation and for making our products. So now we're having a temperature controlled fermentation room. So that's, first we prepare the vegetables in our processing room. We mix them with salt. The cabbage is shredded. We mix it with salt, with the spices, the bay leaves, depending which recipe we make or which product we make. Then we move those in big barrels, 110 liter barrels, and we move those barrels into the fermentation room, which has a steady temperature of 21 degrees. That's feels for us, it's a good temperature to ferment for the time what we do, and we ferment for a minimum of 4 weeks. Most of our crowds are around 5 weeks, and then we start packing them by hand into glass jars. We are packing our products by hand so that we can make sure there's a bay leaf in most of the jars inside and nicely placed, so you really get a little bit that that homemade feeling. We box them up and deliver them out all across the UK.
Amazing. And which are your signature products? Which are the bestsellers?
Bestsellers is really our it's funny, but it's our classic farm style kraut, so the most plain sauerkraut. Second bestseller, I would say, is our vegan kimchi, and then really popular are also our seasonal specials. So we through the year we have different products coming out, like bread and butter pickles or naturally fermented hot sauce, which we only have in smaller volumes, and those also tend to be pretty popular.
Which is your favorite?
My favorite is the kimchi.
Yeah.
I'm a big kimchi addict. I love it.
And what's your favorite way to have it? What's your favorite recipe with it?
Favorite recipe is Korean pancakes. We love those. We're making like a mini pancakes, and we garnish them with kimchi. And then what I really like to do with the kimchi juice is mixing it with tahini and making a dip out of it for vegetables. So I almost use half a bottle of kimchi juice, 250 milliliter for around 150 gram of tahini, and I stir it very long until it gets a smooth paste, and it's so easy. It's just two ingredients, and it's super delicious.
Yeah, that's my kind of food. I'm really sure I was a Korean chef in a past life, you know, the Korean temple chefs, because
yeah.
Korean food is my favorite food.
Yeah, it's so nice.
And do you have any charity projects that you're involved in?
Yeah, so just very recently we partnered up with an amazing charity called Eden Reforestation Projects, and they are planting trees on our behalf, which is amazing. So we started end of last year working with them, and basically we are donating part of our turnover to them, and they plant trees for us in places where it's most needed. In less than 4 months, we planted over 2,000 trees, and we've been blown away by that it's actually possible to make a difference, and you don't have to be a giant company. We can all do it, and we are really excited about it. We have a live tree counter on our website, and every morning when we wake up, we have some tea, we check the latest how many trees are planted, and wow. It's nice to start your day like that.
Yeah, the Eden Reforestation Projects, did you say?
Yes.
Brilliant. And have you got any plans? Have you got any new products in the works, or anything you want to tell us about?
We are working on some miso. We've been working on miso for quite a long time. We've now got some really nice. So those we won't ferment the miso in 100 liter barrels. We want to make the miso in 20 liter ceramic crocks, very traditional ceramic crocks with a salt glazing on the outside. So, and we just got ourselves a few of those. Patka actually went last year to a miso training in the Macrobiotic Institute, Kushi Institute in Amsterdam. So we freshened up our skills in that area. We made some test batches. They came out delicious. So yeah, I think that's going to be coming soon.
That's very exciting. Are you going to make soybean miso?
Yes.
Lovely. Oh, I'm excited about that.
Great.
And anything I've missed? Anything else did you want to talk about?
I think, Kate, that's really it. We hope we can open the farm up here soon, so that we would also like to welcome our customers here and do some workshops and have some nice days out here on the farm. And thanks for having me on here.
Well, thank you for making such delicious foods that I've been enjoying for 10 years now.
I know, you've been a great supporter. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, bye.
Thank you for listening. You can check out the products we've been talking about by visiting rawliving.eu. If you haven't got an account already, sign up for an account. You get £5 off your first order. And you can also hear more of my interviews over on katemagic.com. Please subscribe and rate the podcast. It really helps. And yeah, thank you. See you next time.